Unit 7, Recording 20.
Welcome to this launch of our new product, a liquid aerial for mobile communications. Yes, you heard me correctly. I said liquid aerial. Aerials are used everywhere, from mobile phones to satellite systems. And yet, they are still made of materials such as copper, which break easily. In a war zone or an emergency, broken aerials can kill. But now, our research engineers have invented a new technology that gives an aerial two important properties. The first is resilience, that is, the ability to bend but not break under pressure. And the second is a regenerative capability, that is to say, the ability to repair itself. These two properties prevent the aerial from breaking when it is subjected to deforming forces, that is, forces which can change its shape. The four main forces that can deform a material are tension, or stretching, compression, or squeezing, torsion, in other words, a twisting force, and finally, impact, i.e., striking or hitting. To put this in everyday terms, you can't break it by striking it, pulling it, pressing on it, or twisting it. Another way of putting it is that we have produced an aerial which bends without breaking, as a palm tree does in a hurricane. Moreover, it's an aerial that can repair itself, just as human skin does. To understand this in more detail, let's look at what aerials are and what they do. Aerials transmit signals by using an oscillating electrical current in a length of conductive material to generate electromagnetic radiation. To put that in everyday language, this is what happens. An aerial is basically a rod made of a material, such as copper, which can conduct or carry electrical current. The current vibrates at a particular speed, and the vibration sends out magnetic waves, known as radio waves. It's a bit like throwing a stone into a pool of water. The vibration of the stone hitting the water sends out waves in all directions. Or think of clapping your hands together and sending out sound waves. Anyway, our research team searched for a metal with high fluidity at a low melting point. In other words, one that would be liquid at room temperature. And the best solution was an alloy of gallium and indium. This alloy is conductive, which is of course an essential property. But its most amazing property is that it is liquid at room temperature. This means that when it is deformed or struck, instead of breaking, it flows into a new shape. Our aerial can be housed or kept inside a material such as rubber, which adds another important property to the aerial, elasticity. In other words, it can be stretched like an elastic band. Moreover, when a liquid aerial is housed in an elastic material such as rubber, it can be tuned in a new and unusual way. To understand this, let's first explain what is meant by tuning. To receive a radio wave, the length of the aerial needs to be modified to correspond with the wavelength of the incoming radio wave. To put that in layman's terms, you change the length of the aerial to match the vibration of the wave that's coming in. This is what we call tuning. In most devices, instead of physically changing the length of the aerial, the tuning is usually done by means of electrical circuits. The beauty of the liquid aerial is that in an emergency, you don't need the circuits. You can tune it quickly to the correct frequency by actually changing its length. That is, simply by stretching it or squeezing it. So now, I just need...